Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I paid 6 creative writers to write a fake Reddit post, attempting to fool the internet. Let's see how they did. Now, listen, if you clicked on this video, you're probably a fan of Reddit, right? As you'll know, Reddit is a great place to read real stories from people on the internet. However, it is also a place where people come up with fake stories, which can be very believable. Look, I'll admit, I've even read some out on my channel before, and they're still entertaining and realistic. Fiverr is a website where you can order pretty much anything. So, I've paid 6 different creative writers various amounts of money to create the best fake Reddit story they can. In this episode, I'll give 2 writers the same r/entitled parents brief and see what they come up with. Then I'll personally post their 2 stories right here on r/entitled parents and see if the internet believes them or not. So here is what I've asked. An entitled mum demands that her son, let's say 10 years old, swims in a shark tank in an aquarium because she sees a diver in there and wants her son to have the same experience. This first order costs $15. I am a 28-year-old woman, and I was visiting an aquarium after being in lockdown for what felt like a year. I was actually having a great time watching all of the fish and other sea creatures. Then I ran into an entitled mum and her kid. Now, I'm not going to call him an entitled kid because I didn't really observe him doing anything wrong. I passed by the shark tank and saw that the employees were diving into the tank in order to feed them. The entitled mum lit up when she saw what was happening, and that is when all the trouble began. I mostly felt bad for the poor employee that just happened to be passing by at the wrong time. "Hey, hello, sir," said the entitled mum. "Yes, mum, can I help you?" replied the employee. "I want my son to be able to swim with the sharks too." "Well, we don't offer any swimming with sharks experience here." He actually looked extremely confused when the woman then got angry and huffed at him. "Are you blind? They're diving with the sharks right there. It's my son's 10th birthday and I want to let him swim with the sharks." "Mom, that man is an employee and he's only diving down there in order to feed the sharks." "How stupid do you think I am? Sharks don't need to be fed. They swim around and eat other fish. Besides, he'll be devastated if you tell him that he can't do it now." The kid, meanwhile, was not even paying attention to the sharks, and instead looking at the tank on the other side that was full of colourful fish. "It doesn't matter. It is against policy to allow visitors into the shark tank." "Well, that does it. I want to speak to your higher-ups. We paid a lot of money to come here, and all we wanted was for my son to have a fun time." The employee seemed more than willing to get out of there and go and find his boss, who we'll call the manager. Now, I had seen enough of the sharks and was tempted to move on, but I was actually intent on finding out how this was going to end. Others seemed to be lingering too, wanting to see if the entitled mum was going to explode when a manager inevitably told her no. "What is the problem here?" said the manager. "Well, that rude employee of yours is trying to tell me that my son can't have a turn swimming with the sharks, even though someone else got to." The manager turned to his employee. "Someone was swimming in the shark tank?" "The diver was in there for the afternoon feeding." "Yeah, see? And I want my son to have a turn. Your employee gave some dumb story about how that guy was feeding the sharks." "Well, we do feed our sharks here 3 times a day." "That's a lie! Sharks don't need to be fed, they just hunt for fish." "Yeah, the sharks don't just swim around the aquarium and eat whatever they want. The diver is a trained professional that is just diving to feed them. He isn't a customer trying to swim with them." "No, I don't think you understand what I'm saying. My son knows how to swim, and before this whole shutdown, he swam with dolphins, and he was only like 8 years old back then."
"Look, I know what you're trying to ask of me, but your son still can't just go for a swim in our shark tank. First of all, sharks are very different than dolphins. Second, there are special places that are made for swimming with animals, and an aquarium has never been one of those places. I'm sorry, but your son can't go diving into our shark tank."
"I paid good money for these tickets,
and you're telling me that my son can't even have a good time? I should report you for fraud and trying to take advantage of helpless people trying to have a good time after being cooped up inside for all this time.
We have never offered this service or said anywhere that you can dive with the animals. We can, however, throw you out if you decide to continue being loud and causing such a scene. The entitled mum then turns to the rest of us and tries to get the crowd to back her up.
Can you believe this man? He's trying to take advantage of us and ruin my son's birthday.
Now, luckily for all of us, a random guy steps in and tells the lady exactly what the rest of us have been thinking this entire time. Lady, if you really want your son to swim with the sharks that badly, go throw him in an ocean and see how well that turns out. Sharks are carnivores, and your son would probably look like a delicious snack to them.
Who do you think you are talking to me like that?
The entitled mum was fuming at this point, and I'm surprised smoke didn't start coming out of her ears. Her kid, by the way, was still calmly watching fish without a care in the world for what was going on. He's probably dealt with this before and was just trying to keep himself occupied away from the situation. Listen, lady, I'm a guy who has also been in lockdown for a year, just like you, and wants to enjoy something to feel good again. Your kid seems perfectly happy just watching the fish. So why don't you just look at the fish like a normal person and leave the rest of us alone?
Did you hear that? He threatened me and said he was going to throw my son into the ocean. I'm going to call the police and send you to jail where you can't hurt anyone ever again.
At this point, the manager puts his foot down. Look, I've been patient, but I'm going to have to ask you to take your son and leave the premises immediately. The entitled mum then decides it's the best idea in the world to sit on the ground until security shows up to basically drag her out. The entire time, she's still screaming about how the employees ruined her kid's birthday and that she was going to have everyone there arrested. I still wonder what was going through her mind to even want her son to jump into a tank full of sharks.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, folks, said the manager. Please, enjoy the rest of your visit.
He went off to probably go and handle the end of that situation, and I went on to the next room where they actually had a small area where kids could stick their hands into the water to pet manta rays and starfish. The kid probably would have had a ton of fun with that if it wasn't for his entitled parents ruining the trip.
So there we go, that was story one. For just $15, I'm pretty impressed by that. If you were reading along with me, you may have noticed a few grammatical errors and some words out of place, but overall, the story was good and exactly what I asked for. Also, remember guys, these writers don't necessarily know about Reddit and how it works. So the fact that this author formatted this story exactly like an r/entitledparents post was really impressive. Comment down below, what would you rate this story out of 10? And if you didn't know it was fake, would you have believed it? For me, I'll give it a strong 7. But before we move on to story 2, we first have to see how the internet reacted and whether they believed it or not. So as you can see, I posted it onto r/entitledparents just 3 hours ago, but already it has 29 upvotes and it's doing pretty well to be fair. But the comments will be the real test. If the comments believe it, then fair play to the author. It's a good story. As we can see here, somebody, you know, going along with it, saying the police just should have been called straight away. Fair enough, they're kind of buying it. Well, of course, mom, if you'll just step into the shark tank first, we'll hand your son to you. The rest of you might want to avert your eyes. I'm sure we'll all be over quickly. Yep, very good. That would make sense as well. Again, a few more comments here about the story, fully buying it. She was so worried about them ruining her son's birthday that she ended up ruining it herself. I just can't with some people. Yeah, valid, but this didn't happen. And to be honest, I mean, I've gone through all the comments here. Never heard of no in her life. Kid versus great white shark, who should win? Poor kid. Karen should have been yeeted to the shark tank. Fair enough. And then finally, cheers to the manager for remaining calm in the face of an absolute Karen. I reckon they bought it. Fair play to this writer, man. They've fooled the internet. Well done.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now moving on to my second Fiverr order. This one cost me $30, so double the price of our first order, but it is slightly longer. Again, I gave this writer the exact same brief so that we could compare story one and story two. Let's see if paying double was worth it. Now, immediately what stands out to me about the second order is that you can see that this writer has written down the exact prompt that I gave her. Now, yeah, this is pretty easy to do, but it does at least let me know that this writer knows exactly what they're writing about. So, you know, it reassures me somewhat. Oh, and also this writer has given a title to the story, which is a nice touch. Entitled Karen demands to let her son swim in an aquarium tank. I was scanning through my photo gallery on my phone, and I found a picture of me and my boyfriend on a date at the aquarium. The picture was of him and me posing in front of a large tank. A purple octopus was sticking onto the glass behind us. When I saw this picture, I was suddenly reminded of an incident a few months ago that I will never forget. Although I had a fun time spending it with Nathan, my boyfriend, a different memory is associated whenever I hear the word aquarium. So, I decided that I would share this story with you guys. It was during the weekend, and a lot of families and couples were present at the aquarium to spend time and enjoy looking at the different kinds of aquatic animals. My boyfriend and I were at the octopus tank aquarium, which was a few feet away from a much larger shark tank. As my boyfriend and I were taking pictures, we suddenly heard a commotion near the shark tank. Curious about what it was, I dragged my boyfriend to have a look at what was happening. There was a staff worker in the middle of the room who was trying to calmly talk to a blonde, angry woman. Beside her was a young boy, about 10 years old, who looked embarrassed to be at the center of attention. In the background was a beautiful aquatic landscape inside the shark tank. An array of fishes, stingrays, and sharks were swimming peacefully inside, a complete contrast to the chaotic commotion outside their glass tanks. There was a staff diver who was giving food to the other animals inside the shark tank. I didn't need to ask anyone what happened, as the person involved was more than willing to share the story, as she yelled out loud for everyone to hear. From her words, I could get the gist of the story easily. The Karen shouted, "What do you mean, no? I told you my son wants to try diving inside the tank and experience swimming with the sharks and manta rays, or whatever those things are called. I am a customer. Are you denying me the service I deserve?" My eyes widened as I heard the woman's words. This was actually the first time that I'd seen a Karen acting out in real life. I've only seen Karens on YouTube and TikTok, and they'd always get my blood boiling whenever I saw how rude and mean they were. She even had the stereotypical Karen haircut style on her head. I was really tempted to pull out my camera myself, but I was too focused on watching the scene. Despite how rude and mean Karen was, the staff was very patient with her. A worker said, "It's not like that, ma'am. No visitor is allowed to swim inside the tanks." "But there's no sign saying that swimming is not allowed." Well, we didn't think that it would be necessary to set up a sign. "Well, that's not my problem. Because there's no sign, my son now has expectations to swim in your tanks today. And you're telling me that that's not allowed?" "Yes, ma'am. I'm afraid I can't help you with that. It's company policy."
"But I remember that kids were swimming inside the tank before. Why is this any different? Are you discriminating?"
"No, we are not. I'm sorry, ma'am. What you saw must have been a special event in the aquarium that allowed children to experience swimming in the tank. But there were staff who were in charge of leading and guiding the kids to swim inside.
So, there's a diver inside the tank right now. They can take care of my son."
She raised her eyebrows as if her words were common sense. I was stunned at her behavior. The nerve. My blood was boiling as I listened to her, demanding that people would go out of their way just to satisfy her. And apparently, I'm not the only one confused about how her mind works, as the staff stuttered when he replied.
Like I said, ma'am, your son or anyone that isn't staff is not allowed to swim inside the tank. There needs to be a protocol for that. Plus, even if the diver is inside the tank and can watch over your kid, he still needs to visit other tanks and feed the animals.
Well, then why don't you dive in the tank and take care of my son? You work here, right? Don't tell me you can't. Is this aquarium hiring useless people?
That's not how it works, ma'am. That special event was prepared and processed for weeks.
Well, then prepare for it now. Are you telling me that this is how the aquarium's workers treat their visitors? I paid good money for me and my son to come here, and my son cannot have the experience we were expecting?
Okay, Mom, we cannot just let your son swim just because you want to, or at a moment's notice. But if you want, there are other attractions here in the aquarium that your son can enjoy. I'd be more than happy to tell you about them or escort you there.
Well, he doesn't want the other activities. He wants to swim in the shark tank. What the F? Are you not listening to me?
Now, other parents were telling her to calm down. There were kids in the aquarium. Hell, her son was beside her. People were now voicing their opinions and yelling at Karen to stop and calm down. The tension was getting thicker as more people got annoyed at her attitude. Apparently, Karen didn't like this.
Shut up! Mind your own business! My son wants to swim, and he will be given the chance to swim.
She yelled this at the crowd who were siding with the staff.
Who am I kidding? Nobody sided with her entitled butt.
Her voice got louder, and I noticed other staff were speaking into their radios, either calling the manager or security. Meanwhile, her son was pulling on her arm.
Mum, I don't need to swim in the shark tank. I can just...
But the mother cut her son off.
No, Adam, you will be allowed to swim. I'll then take pictures of you swimming inside the tank with all the animals so I can show it to your dad and my friends.
Like, what the heck? The gall of the woman. It wasn't her son who wanted to swim. It was her selfishness so she could brag about it. The audacity made me angry. Here she was, creating a scene and ruining everyone's day. Karen then turned her attention to the staff.
I need to speak to your manager. I know the owner of this aquarium. I can just give them a call and let them know how rude you were to me.
A woman from the crowd challenged her.
Oh yeah, what's the owner's name then?
This made Karen pause. She clearly didn't expect anyone to question her.
It's Mr. Blue.
Dang. From her actions, I could tell that she was bluffing. At that time, I was sure that she chose her name Blue because it's the colour of the ocean and water. It was probably the first thing that came into her mind. The worker in front of her was obviously exasperated at her attitude, as he told her, "The owner of the aquarium is actually a female, Mom." This made everyone laugh and snicker at her being caught lying. Karen blushed as she had been exposed and glared at everyone in the crowd. But her attention shifted to the staff again.
Oh, yeah, well, it must have changed owners then. I thought Mr. Blue was still the owner. He never told me that the ownership had changed.
Actually, Mom, the ownership hasn't changed at all. This aquarium has been in her family for generations. There was never a change of ownership.
Stop lying. Your manager's gonna hear about this, that his staff member is lying.
You mean her?
Huh?
My manager is a woman, Mom. Karen must have busted a nerve from the humiliation she was getting. But the worker didn't do anything wrong at all. He was just telling her the truth. However, seeing that the situation wasn't going her way, Karen went out of control, like a volcano erupting underwater.
Screw you! You're making me look bad! I'm not the villain here, you are! My son just wants to swim in the tank, and you people aren't allowing it! How hard could it be? Give him that equipment for breathing, and that diver inside can look after him.
I'm glad that she wasn't talking to me, or else I might have punched her in the throat. My patience is not as abundant as the worker who's talking to her. She looked angry as her face was turning red from all her screaming. More and more people were closing in to see the commotion. Not wanting to create an even bigger scene, a different worker approached Karen and the staff she was talking to.
Hello, Mom. We are very sorry that you aren't happy with your current experience.
You should be. I paid money for the tickets and waited in line only to be treated like this?
I can take you to my manager, Mom, so that you could speak to her in her office.
Karen scoffed at this, but I heard her softly say, "Finally." She agreed and took her son's hands, her blonde hair fluttering as she turned around and followed the workers. Judging from her arrogant facial expression, she probably thought that she was going to get what she wanted. She and her son were taken to see the manager of the aquarium. I pity the staff and the manager who's about to meet her next. But now that she's gone, although the awkwardness was still in the room, the person who caused it was gone now. Everyone continued with what they were doing. My boyfriend and I were filling our phones with pictures, while others moved on to a different area. After a while, I got thirsty, and Nathan brought me near the exit, as he noticed that there were water bottles sold there. As we entered the large hall, I heard a familiar screeching voice that was filled with anger.
I will sue you! Mark my words, you will be hearing from my lawyer. You cannot do this to me!
My jaw dropped as I watched the Karen from earlier near the shark tank getting dragged towards the exit by security. Two guards were holding each of her arms as she struggled to get out of them, kicking, screaming, cursing as loud as she could. I couldn't see her son anywhere. Maybe another family member took him, or he was being taken care of by a staff member. The only thing that was on my mind that day was what the heck had happened in the manager's office.
I will get the media and the police involved in this. This is illegal. F all of you. This aquarium was a POS anyway. I'm never coming back here again.
I bet this isn't the first time she's said those words. The funniest thing was that as she was being escorted, the crowd clapped and cheered. Yes, clapped and cheered. There were even some individuals shouting, "Goodbye, Karen," at her. If only you could see her face. It was freaking hilarious. This aquarium should put a No Karen sign on the entrance to stop people like her from entering and disturbing everyone's day. At that, my boyfriend and I continued to have fun in the aquarium. When he drove me home, we were cracking up as we talked about that entitled woman. Turns out that was also his first time meeting a Karen. I guess entitled people really are everywhere. And that is that for story two. Guys, comment down below, what did you think of it? Again, in my opinion, this writer has done exactly what I've asked for. An interesting story, sticking to the brief. Yes, it was more fleshed out and detailed than the first story, and it was probably slightly better written too, but it was double the money. Do you think it was twice as good as the first story, and do you think it was more believable? Comment down below. Now, let's see what the internet's verdict was. Now, unlike the first story, I had to post this one on a slightly different subreddit, r/entitledpeople, because otherwise it would be a bit obvious if I just post two stories that are pretty much exactly the same, or at least about the same premise, back to back, right? So, as you can see, 3 hours ago again, 18 upvotes. This is a much smaller subreddit than r/entitledparents, so that kind of makes sense. Still though, that's pretty positive, doing well. Let's scroll down again and have a look at some of the comments. Of course, this story was slightly longer. 83% upvoted. That's very positive. 7 comments as well. Let's see what they're saying. Okay, first one. Yep, looks like they're completely buying it. Goddamn, some people are just plain stupid. Yep. Now, this is a shame. This person here has found my other post on r/entitledparents, which is, yes, a different version of the story. You're absolutely right. I didn't really know what to do though. I kind of had to post both stories to, you know, see how the internet reacted and see if they were fake or not. This person has cottoned on, fair play to them, and then someone's replied, "What are you, a private investigator?" Well, fair enough, I did do that. But here we go, our first person who hasn't really believed the story. I'm glad to see more people are into creative writing these days. Now, yes, it does have a downvote, but still, they're right. This didn't happen. Fair play, they've clocked on. That's the first person that's realized. But apart from that, no one else would have said "you first" and then thrown her in. Nicely written. It was nicely written. Overall, I think we can say that both stories pretty much did fool the internet, apart from one person, that is. I have to say that I've been impressed by both writers on the whole. Remember that these guys are used to writing actual stories rather than fake Reddit posts, but they've adapted very well. I've left both writers' links in the description if you guys would like to check them out. Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for part one in this series. I really hope you have enjoyed it. Part two will be coming up in a few days, and if it's already out, well, it'll be on screen right here, so click it. Now, that one actually has two different revenge stories in it, and a little sneak preview, they are both phenomenal, like seriously good. You don't want to miss it. Subscribe here and turn notifications on, and you'll get notified when that video goes live.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.